Cesanatico, La Comitiva, 1940. I am lucky to have spent so many years when I was young in a small provincial Italian town with a stupendous beach. The sunlit days of that last summer in Cesanatico before the war darkened our sky still shine brightly in my mind. In our comitiva, our gang, there were a dozen or more of us, all in our late teens. A few, like me, were natives of the town. Others from Bologna, Milan, and Rome were there with their parents, who had come for the summer. No one had much pocket money to speak of, or if they did, no one else knew about it. It didn't interfere with our good times, because there was very little that we needed or wanted to spend money on. We didn't even have to do very much. I remember long afternoons when we spent the entire time talking about what we could do next. We sat in someone's garden, or on the rocks by the harbor, or, if we had the money, in the chairs of a gelato parlor, examining and discussing the alternatives, but we rarely felt pressed to reach a consensus. Talking about it was good enough for us, and after a couple of idle hours, we gave up talking and returned separately home. We were happy with life, too happy even to pay any mind to the black cloud of war that was approaching from over the border. The most potent draw for us was the glorious beach that sloped into the unruffled Adriatic. It was broad enough to accommodate 12 parallel rows of umbrellas and deck chairs, and it seemed endless as it ran toward infinity along the Romagna coast. We crossed it nearly every morning to run into a transparent sea that was so shallow one could walk for almost 100 yards before the water came up to one's chin. The father of one of the members of our gang was a bagnino, the concessionaire of a beach establishment. Public beaches in Italy are parceled out to concessions that put up umbrellas and deck chairs. On the landward side of the beach, the bathers patronizing a concession have access to changing rooms, restrooms, and a bar. On the opposite side, at the water's edge, there are rudimentary crafts that one can rent for short excursions. In my day, the basic model consisted of two bench-like slatted seats facing each other that were bolted perpendicular to a pair of wooden pontoons. They could accommodate up to 4 persons, including those manning the oars, which were the sole means of propulsion.